Today is July 8th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll cover the Fed's Kevin Warsh scrapping forward guidance with a bare-bones FOMC statement, the K-shaped split in consumer credit between Gen Z BNPL users and bottom-tier delinquencies nearing financial crisis levels, and Dave Inc.'s 2,300% stock surge amid FDIC enforcement on its banking-as-a-service partners. The most consequential story this cycle isn't a rate move, it's the absence of one. New Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh's inaugural FOMC statement ran to just 130 words. Only one of 18 committee members signaled a rate cut, against what had been near-universal market expectations for easing. And Warsh personally declined to submit a dot plot projection, ending 15 years of forward guidance convention that bank treasury desks have built their entire rate hedging infrastructure around. The broader fintech pattern here is that institutional predictability, the thing every duration model and net interest income forecast depends on, is being deliberately withdrawn. Five new Fed task forces have reportedly been announced to review communications, inflation measurement, and balance sheet policy. That's not cyclical noise. That's a structural rewrite of how the central bank talks to markets. 42 Macro's Darius Dale frames this in balance sheet terms rather than rate terms. The Fed has concluded its reserve management program and resumed quantitative tightening, pivoting the system from what Dale calls an ample to abundant reserves regime toward ample to scarce. He flags late summer or early fall of 2026 as the highest probability window for funding market repricing, drawing a direct line back to September 2019, when repo rates spiked above 5% and forced the Fed to build the standing repo facility in response. Institutions leaning on short-term wholesale funding are the ones most exposed if that pattern repeats. Layer onto that a consumer credit picture that's splitting cleanly in two. AEI's Michael Strain points out that the personal savings rate fell from roughly 5% to 3% between May of 2025 and May of 2026, even as gas prices spiked during the Iran conflict. That's consumers funding spending out of savings rather than income, which is about as late cycle a signal as this business produces. Now put that next to Darius Dale's delinquency data. Picture a chart tracking credit card, auto loan, and student loan delinquencies for the bottom tier of borrowers. The line on that chart is climbing toward levels last seen at the height of the global financial crisis, even while headline GDP and AI-driven capital expenditure stay strong. That divergence is the K-shape in a single image. The top of the curve is investing in data centers. The bottom of the curve is missing auto payments. Caleb Hammer's source data adds the demographic layer. 59% of U.S. buy now, pay later users are Gen Z against a backdrop of more than $1.2 trillion in aggregate U.S. credit card debt as of the first quarter of 2025. Annual BNPL originations run between $116 billion and $150 billion in gross merchandise value, with Affirm, Klarna, and Afterpay controlling roughly 70% of that combined. More importantly, there's a striking perception gap sitting underneath those numbers. 98% of Gen Z respondents say credit access matters to them, but only 53% believe they actually have adequate access. That 45 percentage point gap is exactly what's pushing thin-file borrowers toward point-of-sale lenders operating largely outside full Regulation Z disclosure. Looking at the regulatory landscape, the CFPB's May 2024 interpretive rule, the one that would have classified BNPL products as credit cards under Regulation Z, forcing dispute rights and periodic statements, remains paused and legally challenged. If it's reinstated, the cost estimate for building compliance statement and dispute infrastructure runs $10 to $30 million per major platform over a 12 to 18-month build window. That's a direct hit to unit economics currently built on merchant discount revenue rather than interest income. Meanwhile, the FDIC keeps tightening the screws on the banking-as-a-service side. Continued enforcement against partner banks Blue Ridge Bank and Evolve Bank & Trust, under consent orders dating to 2023 and 2024, is reportedly raising compliance costs by $2 to $5 million or more annually per institution. That matters enormously for a company like Dave Inc., whose entire cash advance model depends on a partner bank absorbing all the credit risk. Dave underwrites advances near $200 for an 8-day term using Plaid-sourced transaction history instead of credit scores, and transfers that risk immediately to its bank partner. The stock traded near $5 after its SPAC listing, and by the time Eric Jackson's account has it trading near $400, roughly a 2,300% move off those SPAC-era lows. That's embedded lending economics working exactly as designed, right up until a partner bank's regulatory standing becomes the single point of failure. The broader fintech pattern here is that every one of these embedded and BIOS models is a bet that partner bank compliance costs stay manageable. FDIC enforcement is testing that bet in real time. Dale also notes something easy to miss. This drift away from dot plots and forward guidance isn't just a Fed story. It was reportedly evident at the ECB's Sintra conference too. So global treasury and asset liability management functions should treat reduced central bank guidance as a multilateral trend to build into duration models, not a U.S.-specific quirk to route around. There's an opportunity sitting inside all this risk, though. That 45-point gap between General Z's demand for credit and their perceived access to it is a demand signal that traditional card issuers are largely ceding to BNPL players. Issuers willing to underwrite off cash flow and BNPL repayment history, the same Plaid-based approach powering Dave's model, have a real window to price this cohort more accurately than FICO, only underwriting calibrated to a previous generation's repayment behavior. That window narrows considerably if the CFPB's Regulation Z reclassification effort succeeds. Fintech thesis update. The operating assumption for the second half of 2026 shifts from rate cuts are coming to rate visibility is gone. That changes how every bank treasury desk, embedded lender, and buy AAS platform should be modeling risk between now and the fourth quarter. Reserve scarcity has a real catalyst date attached to it for the first time this cycle. Consumer credit stress is no longer evenly distributed, and the compliance cost of embedded lending is rising faster than most balance sheets have priced in. Watching the rails. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.